Now to the controversy over an art exhibition in Sydney. The internationally recognised Australian photographer Bill Henson has had his latest exhibition featuring naked underage girls and boys shut down before it even opened. Sydney Police and the New South Wales Department of Community Services are now investigating the use of one teenage girl as a model. But critics, curators and fellow artists are dumbfounded, saying Bill Henson has been doing the same sort of work for 30 years. Karen Barlow reports.
The Rosalind Oxley Nine Gallery in Sydney is hanging a different sort of work at the moment, an apology for being closed. The internationally renowned Bill Henson likes to shoot vulnerable young teenagers, but the explicit content in his work sparked a backlash in some media quarters yesterday, leading to the police being called in. A special viewing was sprung on the Prime Minister, Kevin Rudd, this morning on Channel 9.
It's the first time I've seen them. I find them absolutely revolting. Kids deserve to have the innocence of their childhood protected. I have a very deep view of this. And, you know, for God's sake, let's just allow kids to be kids. I mean, whatever the artistic view or the merits of that sort of stuff, frankly, I don't think there are any.
That's contested by the Art Gallery of New South Wales senior photography curator Judy Anear on ABC Local Radio.
They're very beautiful. They're very, very still. They're very formal. They're very classical. They're a bit like looking at an ancient Greek attic vase.
Regardless, the gallery remains closed this morning. New South Wales police have spoken to its owners and Bill Henson and are seeking to speak to the young model and her parents. Detectives from the Child Exploitation Internet Unit have been particularly concerned about any of the works used to promote the exhibition. They've referred the matter to the Australian Communications and Media Authority. The New South Wales Community Services Minister, Kevin Green, wants to know if laws have been broken.
The police are currently undertaking investigations, as is the Office of the Children's Guardian. And if there's any suggestions that these photographs were taken in New South Wales, we'll then look to see what our options are.
Bill Henson is one of Australia's most respected and collected contemporary artists. Both the National Gallery of Victoria and the Art Gallery of New South Wales put together major retrospectives of his work several years ago. The Art Gallery of New South Wales's Judy Anear says the Rosalind Oxley closure is an international outrage.
I think it's very sad, and at the moment I'm not only talking to you, but I'm also dealing with emails from around the world from people saying to me, what's this about the closure of the Bill Henson show?
Outrage at Bill Henson's work is not new. Shutting it down is. Anti-censorship critic Margaret Pomerantz.
I think this is the most extraordinary thing. I don't understand what role it is of the police. I understand that the paintings have not yet been classified even. And I just don't get it. I mean, this is meant to be art by a very respected artist. Okay, you may find his work confronting, controversial. Surely that's a function of art or some contemporary art anyway. As Watch on Censorship would say, you know, if you don't want to see it, don't go. But the thought that this is going to inspire pedophilia is just ludicrous.
Is it appropriate that this young teenager was used as a model naked?
Look, I haven't seen the exhibition, but, you know, I am with parental consent. I can't see anything wrong with it. But because it's not as if he is creating pornography. He's trying to create a work of art. And there is a line.
A short time ago, the Rosalind Oxley Nine Gallery and Bill Henson announced they were going ahead with the exhibition without a number of the controversial works. The gallery will remain closed for a few days while the current exhibition is rehung.
Karen Barlow reporting.